thewellnesscouch.com, streaming wellness into your lives.
Welcome to Flourish with Elise Comerford, where we hear real stories from everyday people that will encourage and inspire you on your own health journey.
Hey guys, it's that time again. It's time for our quick tips, where every fortnight I give you guys a tip that may help you on your journey to health. If you didn't tune into the podcast last week, we had a chat with Angela. She's doing gaps with her family, dealing with issues such as candida, hormones and behavior. She had a really great story to share. So if you haven't listened to that one yet, then I'd suggest going back to episode 3 and having a listen to that. So every second week on the podcast, we do a quick tip. And then the other weeks are chatting with someone about their real healing story. So we're just chatting to real everyday families about their journeys with healing. So this week's quick tip is focused on finding the root cause. So being a health practitioner, I work with a lot of people on this, that we're trying to look for the root cause. Something I see happening a lot is people can do a lot of testing and a lot of looking at the symptoms and looking at what they're going on and trying to treat those symptoms. And something that I really try and work on with my clients is to find what the underlying reason is that they're dealing with whatever they're dealing with. So something that you will have heard me talk about a lot lately is stress. And I'm finding that stress is a massive root cause. And now when people say to me, what's the most important thing I could do to work on my gut health? You know, what's the most important step that I could take? And I think people expect me to say something like, well, you should start meat stocks, or you should take a really good probiotic, or you should start eating fermented foods. My actual advice for that is to work on stress. So stress is what I'm seeing as a major root cause when it comes to chronic illness. As soon as we have that stress happening, and I'm not talking about feeling, you know, having lost your job and having issues with your in your marriage or something, and you know there's a lot of stress going on. Stress is just that day to day, I'm too busy. And we talked about in the last quick tip on taking a balanced approach was working on that. So when there's a lot of stress, then it's turning on some of those, you know, our underlying genetics. So we have underlying genetic predispositions to things. That's just, you know, the DNA we're born with. We have these genetic predispositions. And when we're in a constant state of stress, and that can just be that low-grade chronic stress, things are being switched on. So this is epigenetics. We're in that environment that's causing these genes to be switched on. And that's when we start to see chronic illness. So I'm really seeing that stress is one of the biggest underlying causes. And that can look different for every person. It can be that you are too busy in your day-to-day life. It could be that there is a lot of emotional stress. Perhaps the relationships you have in your life aren't working. Perhaps it's your relationship with yourself, that there's some issues there that you need to work on. So the underlying cause I used to always say was the gut. I used to always think that the gut was that underlying issue, that root cause that we're trying to work on. And now it's really taking it that one step further and seeing that it's what's going on in our lives, what's going on in our emotional stress, our relationships, our busyness, our happiness, that is that underlying root cause. So this doesn't mean that we don't want to treat symptoms. I see clients all the time, and when there's a symptom that we know, well we could do this and it's going to help that symptom. Of course we want to do that because we want to feel better. But you want to always have in mind what that underlying root cause is and be addressing that. And I find that when you know it's things like maybe you hate your job, or maybe your marriage isn't working, or maybe your best friend actually isn't a very nice person. These can be really tough things to deal with. In the scheme of things, it's actually much easier just to change your diet than have to start addressing these things. But I know from my own journey and from the clients that I'm working with that you don't start working on your health without looking at everything else that's going on in your life as well. So that is my tip for this week, is for you guys to look at what is your root cause. So really looking at your life as a whole, your social life, your relationships, your relationship with yourself, your work life, your exercise, which doesn't mean going to the gym, just getting out and being in nature. So having a look at every aspect of your life and see, are there some root causes here that I am not addressing? All right, thanks, guys, and I look forward to tuning in with you again next week. If you're enjoying the podcast, then please don't hesitate to share it with your friends or rate and review us on iTunes. I'd so appreciate that because that will help me reach more people. Hope you all have a lovely week, and I'll see you next week.
This has been a production of TheWellnessCouch.com. Check us out on Facebook and join in the conversation on Facebook.com/TheWellnessCouch. Subscribe to each show on iTunes and check us out on Twitter. The Wellness Couch, streaming wellness into your lives. Whilst the Wellness Couch presenter endeavor to provide accurate and helpful information to their listeners, these podcasts cannot take into account individual circumstances and are not intended to be a substitute for health and medical advice from a qualified health professional. You should always seek the advice of a qualified health professional before acting on any of the information provided by any of the Wellness Couch podcasts.